Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Jay Connor, known as the Private Money Authority. And wow, have we got an exciting guest today. He's a dear friend. He's like crazy, super, super successful in his real estate investing business. And he like hardly works any hours per week. I know you want to hear that story. So before I bring him on, let me tell you just a little bit about him. My good friend and guest, he got introduced to this world of real estate all the way back to when he was in ninth grade. He read a book on how to buy houses. Well, in 2002, an investor bought his neighbor's house where he was living in Vienna, Virginia. And after he got to talking, you know, with the investor a little bit, well, he started to open up this business that he calls Express Home Buyers. Well, check this out. So here we are, 2022, 20 years later, my guest business, Express Home Buyers, has bought and sold, are you ready for this, over 4,000 homes, 4,000 properties across the country. And he's got like this whole system totally automated. And now he's like just living the free life. He's like one of the happiest guys I know besides myself. And so I asked him to come on and share these secrets as to how in the world he got to this point. Well, his primary focus is all about making an impact on the team members and the clients that they serve by providing a customized solution that best addresses the client's individual's needs. In other words, my guest has got the same thing I got, and that is a servant's heart. How is it that we can make an impact in other people? Then we don't have to worry about ourselves. We're going to hear all about it here in just a second, because when my friend is not parenting his two kids, he loves boating and golfing and, you know, just simply helping others find freedom and happiness in their lives. And with that, my good friend, welcome to the show, Mr. Brad Chandler. Hello, Brad.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me, Jay.
Well, I am so excited and ecstatic to have you here on the show, Brad. And I love seeing you at our mastermind meetings. And, you've just been a dear friend for quite a while now. And if your smile is any indication as to how happy you are these days, you're pretty happy.
I am. Very happy.
So yeah, man, my lands, you read this book about real estate investing when you were all the way back in ninth grade. And shoot, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up until I was like 40 years old.
That's great.
So you got it figured out sort of at an early age. Well, that's how you initially got interested in it. But I mean, you know, how far into actually investing was it before you really got it figured out to the point that you could get traction and, you know, really start to scale your business?
I mean, if you go back, so I bought my first house in July of 2003. In the first 5 or 6 months of 2005, we had netted $1.5 million. And I thought I was the smartest guy in the world. And I thought I was ready to retire and kick my feet back. I'm like, I'm just smarter than everyone, apparently. Well, life slapped me in the face, because the next probably 2 years, we paid back mistakes that we made that summer. Literally right after we made all that money, we went out and bought 3 development deals that ended up costing us $3 million over the next like 10 years. So we scaled pretty quickly. But we didn't really know what we were doing. And then we got into other stuff that was a complete distraction, and it just buried us for a couple of years.
Wow. I got you. Well, that was going to be my next, question. And so you may want to, you know, flesh that out a little bit. What were some of your early struggles?
So, I mean, we're going to quickly shift to this happiness topic, because my early struggles were, 5 business mistakes that cost me $9 million.
And good lands.
As I look back on those 5 business mistakes, it was all about me trying to prove my worth to the world, because I didn't have internal happiness. I didn't have internal peace. And so I woke every morning, not consciously, but unconsciously saying, I've got to prove myself to the world. And how do I do that? The one way that my father taught me was money. Money proves your worth. So I was always focused on making a ton of money. So I did all of these things that could potentially hit that home run because, hey, if I could make $1 million or 10 million bucks or whatever the number was, I'll be worthy. I'll be enough. So I chased these crazy, you know, ventures that led to, you know, a lot of loss.
I got you. So I think the first lesson that I'm hearing from that story is if your primary reason for getting involved in any activity or venture or opportunity, and the primary and first reason you're getting into it is for the money and maybe the money alone, then there's a good chance that might not work out.
That is very well said, Jay. I think for the first time in my life, as I'm building this new coaching company to help people find true freedom, I had a coaching company back in 2017, ironically called Brad Chandler Coaching You to Freedom, but I thought you got freedom from money. And I've learned over the last year and a half, you don't get freedom from anything outside of yourself. And so if you're going in with the mindset like I did 20 years ago, I've got to make a lot of money because one, I don't want to be homeless because when I was 10 years old, my mom said we might lose the house and move into public housing. So I had that weighing on me. And then I had my subconscious mind saying, I need to make a lot of money to be worthy. And I did make a lot of money, but I also lost a lot of money. So this is the first time in my life where I'm looking at a new business venture. And I have never talked about the dollars and cents of it. All I want to do is make an impact. I want to make the largest impact I can on the world while I'm still here. And I know in 5 years, 2 years, whatever it is, I have this sneaky suspicion that I'll make more money doing this than I ever did in real estate because my focus was at the wrong spot. It was about making money to get freedom. And you can't ever get freedom from money. You can only get freedom from within.
So since your primary focus now is not on making money, how would you phrase what's your primary focus now?
Making an impact. Changing people's lives. My life, I went through a transformation. An ex-Navy SEAL took me through a transformation in February of 2021, so a year and a half ago. And it so radically changed my life that I know that God put me on this earth to help other people through this because there are so many suffering people, whether it's, you know, they're struggling with addiction or poor marriages or businesses that don't work. They're up and down all over the place. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Addiction, food problems, unhealthiness, sickness. All of that can be solved by going back to your childhood, figuring out what these false beliefs are that got you through and helped you survive whatever childhood stress or trauma you went through, but they don't serve you as an adult. So for 47 years, I had the I'm not enough syndrome. I've got to do better. I've got to prove stuff. And it didn't serve me well. It cost me $9 million. It cost me two marriages. Cost me a lot of stuff, cost me, you know, friendships, whatever, relationships. And once I made that turn and figured out that those were all just lies that I was telling myself, I was living a life of false beliefs, which after talking with hundreds of people over the last year, most of us do that to some degree. When you can make that shift and realize that you are enough just as you were born in God's image, so you're love, you're this perfect creature, the whole world changes. And frankly, Jay, my business has changed. I come to the office and most of the time I just spend working on the happiness stuff and I don't really do anything. Like my business is running itself and it's really, we're making the most profit that we ever have in nearly 20 years.
That is awesome. So what was going on in your life just a few short years ago that got you to the point to where you said, there's got to be a better way. And then you started seeking help to help you with your transformation. What was the aha moment? What was that thing that happened that triggered your new path?
It was a phone call I had with a good friend of mine who asked me how my life was. And I said, my life is exceptional with one exception, and that is my son's anxiety. And he said, well, if you really want to solve it, you've got to talk to my friend, this ex-Navy SEAL and his wife. So I got on the Zoom call with his wife trying to help my son. And she said to me within the first like 2 minutes, she's like, Brad, do you realize you have a tick? And I'm like, what is this lady talking about? I was like, no, what are you talking about? She goes, when you talk about your childhood, you blink profusely. She's like, there's a good chance you have some unresolved trauma around your childhood. And I'm like, okay. She's like, if you want to support your son, come out. We have this, you know, we have this program and we'll take you through it. And so of course I did to support my son. And that weekend, everything in my life changed.
So what did you discover about yourself during that weekend?
So what I discovered about myself is what I now understand is the cause of 99% of the problems in the entire world, is that people lack self-love and self-compassion. And that may sound woo-woo, but it really isn't. People lack self-love and self-compassion. And the reason they do that is because we all go through some type of childhood trauma or stress or not getting our needs met. And our brain, in order to survive whatever we're going through, often creates these stories. Hey, why is this happening to me? Why am I getting hit? Why am I getting sexually abused? Why is my dad never home? Why does he work 20 hours? Well, there must be something wrong with me. So that helps you process and get through that. But that's not the truth. It was never about me. It was about my broken father. It was how he treated me. And so that story helped me as a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, but it didn't serve me as a 45-year-old, because I kept telling myself those stories. So in that process, I realized that, hey, this was never about me. I'm fine. I'm good. I don't need to prove anything else to the world. I'm good enough. And that's when everything changed.
Well, you know, you had years of programming. You had years of subconscious programming. And of course, we only have about 15 minutes left in this podcast. So this would be a 6-month question, compacted from the 30,000 foot view, I guess we could say. But what do you do? What does someone do to go through the process of transforming and changing the way you think about yourself?
Yeah, it's not easy, Jay, but it's simple. And it's just what I mentioned before. It's sitting down with someone who can have a compassionate conversation with you to figure out where in your childhood you struggled and where you felt like you didn't have control or you had stress or trauma. And then figuring out what stories you told yourself, and then reprogramming those stories so that you literally, through neuro-linguistic programming, which is really just reading or listening, or what I did is I recorded it and I just listened to it every morning over and over again, where I said, these are the truths. And your brain can actually grow new neural pathways. And, you know, I've said this in countless times. There's probably 2 or 3 really keys to happiness. One is living in truth. If you're suffering, you're not living in truth. And what is the truth? The truth is you are enough. You're a good person. Your core, your essence is solid. It's just you've been put through these terrible things as a child that created you to think differently about yourself. So living in the truth is one thing, and then being present. Like, don't let imagination and memory, imagination looking forward, memory looking backward, don't let that rob your peace, because heaven on earth is right now, right here, if we just stay present. But what we as human beings like to do is use imagination and memory in a bad way. So we think about all the bad things that happened to us, and then we imagine the bad things that can happen going forward. What if we used imagination to think about all the good things that could happen? And what about if we took from our memory all the good things that did happen? But we don't do that. We often do it. We spend too much time in the past and the future, and we don't live in the truth. And when we do go into the past or the future, it's usually negative stories of what can go wrong or what did I do wrong before.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I can't remember which way it goes. A friend of mine years ago said, they talked about worry and anxiety, and they said both worry and anxiety come from not living in the present, just like you just said. But it was either worry was worrying about what was going to happen that probably is not going to happen, and anxiety is still living in the past and being anxious about that, or one way or the other. Absolutely. I like the way you said it better. Imagination, I know, hasn't happened yet, and memories, I know, has already happened. So that helps me keep it straight. And so I know we normally, you know, on the podcast here, we normally talk about real estate investing and strategies and all that. But you know, I'm thinking about it, Brad, we really are talking about real estate investing on this show, because we're talking about investing in the real estate that exists between your ears.
Yeah. And, you know, The most valuable real estate.
Exactly. And, you know, I tell my clients and students all the time, I say, you know, it's going to be very, very hard for you to own houses, apartments, land, self-storage, and all that kind of real estate until you own the real estate that exists between your ears. Well, this is wonderful that you're on this pathway, not on this pathway, you're like lived through this pathway to where you're going to be able to share this with other people. And, you know, I don't know very many people walking around that wouldn't love to learn actually how to live happier. Because after all, what does everybody really want in life or out of life? And I'll let you answer that question.
It's freedom and happiness. And freedom and happiness comes from you can't love other individuals. You can't be a good business owner. You can't have a successful marriage or relationship if you don't have a good relationship with yourself. And I spent 47 years of my life thinking that love and happiness came from outside, whether it was boats or cars or making millions of dollars. And look, the billionaires are, you know, there's billionaires who commit suicide. Money, look at the, you know, the Elvis Presley, and the list goes on and on, and a Prince and Michael Jackson. These people had more money than they knew what to do with. It didn't make a difference. So for 47 years, I thought it made a difference. Money doesn't make a difference. It may make your life a little bit easier, but it'll never bring you peace and happiness. What we crave as human beings is deep connections with other human beings. And you can't have a deep connection with another human being if you don't have a good relationship with yourself.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it's true with my own self. I mean, I think about in the past, any venture that I have gotten involved with, and money was the only motivating factor. Not only did I fail miserably, it never got off the ground. I mean, I actually never really took action towards getting stuff done, because money in and of itself, I mean, I, you know, I've heard in the past years, well, money motivates me. But, you know, anymore, I don't really think it's the money. Somebody may think it's the money that's motivating them, but that's not really what they're going after. They may think it is.
No.
Like you said a minute ago, they think that money is going to lead them to happiness. I remember, Brad, driving down the road years ago with a business partner of mine. And I mean, he had all the toys. I mean, he had the boat, he had the airplane, he had the jet skis, he had the house, you know, right on the waterfront, all that. And we're riding down the road and he says, "Jay, why am I not satisfied? What's next? Why am I riding around with this empty feeling inside?" And my answer to him was, "Because all that stuff can't fill you up." No. None of that stuff can fill you up. In fact, I was having a conversation last week with Coach David Price, who's a good friend of mine. He's also our minister at our church for 18 years. And in fact, there's a verse in the Bible that I can't quote, but I can paraphrase it. And more or less it says, anything that you can see, like physically, anything that you can see does not give you happiness, and everything that you see is actually temporal. The only thing that's permanent and eternal is that which you cannot see. Well, there's one of them right there. Happiness you can't see, but you can certainly feel it. It's sort of like the wind, right?
You, the person listening to me right now, has everything that you ever need right this second to be happy. Think about that and replay this a couple of times. You have right now, I don't care what your situation is, you have everything that you need to be happy right now. So why aren't you happy?
That's a great question. I went on a missionary trip years ago to Honduras, and it was amazing. We went up the top of the mountain and visited with Heriberto and his wife, and they had 15 kids. They had no running water except this beautiful white running stream. Now that's beautiful running water. They just didn't have running water inside the house. They had no electricity. Their floor was a dirt, hard-packed floor. And those people in that family were some of the happiest people I've ever met in my life. And it was because of their, of course, their spiritual relationship, you know, with God, and, you know, their fellow Christians, and, you know, talk about work. I mean, they ate because they worked the land, right? And it's like, they didn't have no boats and airplanes and, and houses on the waterfront. But back to what you said a second ago, they definitely had a connection, and a very, very strong connection with not only themselves, but with other people, just like you said.
Yeah.
And so you have a process, right? You have a process with this coaching company that you're launching that helps people walk through this process that you have walked through, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
In the meantime, my best guess is you've probably read some good books that you could recommend to others as well that might help them on this road as well. Do you have any books that you recommend?
God. Since I started my transformation in February of last year, I think I've read 30 something books.
Well, just give me your top three that come to mind that had the most impact on you.
So Tara Brach has a book, TaraBrach. And I'm blanking out on the name, but she only has two books. One's a brand new one. It'll come to me in a second. The book though, that stands far and above every book I've read is a book that's about this big, and it's called The Way to Love by Anthony DeMello. He was a Jesuit who I believe moved to India and spent most of his life in India. So he's got the Christian view, but he's also got the kind of the Buddhist, shaman type view. And the book is just mind-bendingly good. It is amazing. So I would recommend everyone go out. Each chapter has about 4 or 5 pages. So I plan to read that book the rest of my life. Take a chapter a night. It will take you like 5 or 10 minutes to read the chapter.
And the name of the book is The Way to Love?
The Way to Love by Anthony DeMello. Yep.
By Anthony. And how do you spell Anthony's last name?
DeMello.
DeMM?
DeMello. MELLO. DeMello.
I got you. Well, I'm going to order that book. It sounds fascinating.
Yep. And then it just came to me. It's called Radical Acceptance by Tara Brach. That was a really just basically like radically accepting everything in your life. And the number one thing you need to accept in your life is that you are love, you are lovable, you are worthy of love, and accept yourself just as you are.
Wow. Now, let's talk about how it is that you're still running this very successful business or multiple businesses. And when you come into the office, you're mostly, you know, working on this happiness thing. How is it that you're able to run such a successful business and like you barely ever work?
You know, it's two simple things, the two P's, right? People and processes. I'm going to give credit to my transformation through this too, because when you're fighting for your worthiness, you attract the wrong spouses, the wrong partners, the wrong friends. When you get to a place where you aren't trying to prove anything, you attract a whole different type of person. We have assembled after 19 years in business of the best team that we've ever had. And it's not about ego, and it's not about me trying to prove to the world anything. I get these people in here. Some of them have heard my podcast just like this and been like, I want to work for that guy. Like, I want to transform my life. And then I bring them in and I work with them on a personal level. So how do I do it? Over the years, I've been a stickler on, and I'm no good at creating processes, but I've always pushed other people, hey, let's create processes. So we've got a lot of really great people, and we've got a lot of great processes. It's simple, but it's the truth.
That is wonderful. What does your business look like today?
So we're operating, we're headquartered here. I'm right now in Springfield, Virginia. We do, we're going to do an excess of 200 deals in the DC and Baltimore areas this year. and we're ramping up nationwide. And we've been buying all over the country. We'll probably end up doing, you know, another 50 deals nationwide. So we'll probably be in excess of 250 deals. And I've got probably 16 full-time employees here in the office, 17, I've lost track. And we've got probably another 15 full-time virtual assistants in the Philippines to support us.
That's amazing. Are you wholesaling, flipping, all the above?
All the above. Yep.
Brad, I got a question. And since I have ESPN, I know your answer. Have you ever raised any private money?
That's basically been our bread. I mean, we've really used has been private money.
If you had to guess, how many millions have you raised in the years?
I mean, we borrowed in return somewhere in the $300 to $400 million range.
Nice.
Return, yeah.
Well, Brad, if you will indulge me for about 20 seconds, I'm so excited. I want to share that I just finished writing this brand new money guide all about private money, and it's titled 7 Reasons Why Private Money Will Skyrocket Your Real Estate Business and Help You Build Incredible Wealth. And the reason I'm so excited about this money guide, and I mean, you know, you can download it right off the internet. In fact, I'll give out the URL right now, jayconner.com/money-guide. That's jayconner.com/money-guide. The reason I'm so excited about it, Brad, is because it shows exactly where to get private money. I'm not talking about hard money. How to bring home a big check every time you buy a house, a property, using none of your own money, none of your own credit. And the reason I'm excited about it is because it's private money that transformed mine and Carol Joy's business when I lost my lines of credit at the bank back in 2009. So if you are interested in getting a bunch of funding really, really quick, and you make the rules and decide when you want to make monthly payments, download this money guide right after this show, and it will transform your business as well. But yeah, I knew you had raised a lot of private money over the years, Brad. And I mean, it's like, that was like the biggest game changer for me in my business. So yeah, back to what you were saying, people, processes, and I just can't tell you how excited I am for you, because I think you're getting ready with your new coaching company in this arena of happiness and freedom. You're probably going to have a problem, and that is a good problem, but you're probably going to have people beating the door down trying to get, you know, signed up and enrolled to get inside your head and help them with it. So is this a premature question? Is there a way people can go ahead and connect with you and learn how they can start being coached by you or your process or whatever?
Yeah, if they're serious about transforming their life, their business, their relationships, I'm on social media. I'm becoming a quick TikTok expert. I've got several videos with over 200,000 views.
200,000? Holy mercy. Yeah.
One thing I have to say on the relationship front, because without a good relationship, you know, what's life like, right? If you don't have a good partnership, a good marriage, whatever, one of the most important things is, and I think this is one of my videos that got over 200,000 views, is that people often are like, well, the problem in a relationship, and let's go to marriage counselor, is the relationship. It's, hey, talk to her more, listen to her more. Let's go on more dates, you know, be more empathetic. None of that shit works. What the real problem is the relationship that each party has with themselves. So if you're in a marriage or a partnership and you're struggling right now, don't look at the other person. Look at yourself and know that the problem 100% of the time resolves in the problem with the relationship is a result of the relationship you have with yourself. So yeah, I'm on Instagram and Facebook at bradchandlercoaching.com, and I'm at TikTok at bradchandler, the number 6. Reach out to me. I don't have anything. My website is in the process of being built. If you're really interested about transforming, again, your life, your relationship, your business, reach out to me through one of those means, and we'll schedule a quick telephone call to see if we're a fit for each other.
Man, that's fantastic. Well, Brad, I'm going to let you now have parting comments with whatever you would like to share before we wrap up.
Wow, man, I could talk for 24 hours, right? I think the most important thing is there's 83% of Americans identify as not being very happy. And that is a direct result of lack of self-love and self-compassion. lack of self-love and self-compassion causes 99% of all of our world's problems, from wars to addictions to, you know, prisons being full, you name it, failed partnerships. It all comes down to lack of self-love and self-compassion. How do you know that you lack self-love? Look at your results. Have you been in a long-term intimate relationship? Do you take things personally all the time? Are you always irritated? Are you constantly judging people? Do you do self-destructive behaviors? Do you eat too much, drink too much, smoke too much, work too much? Whatever it is, those are all signs that you lack self-love and self-compassion. And the great thing as a human being is it's just changing your thought process. So whether it be me or who else you want to reach out to, life is too short. You were put here for a massive mission. I know you were. All of us were. Figure out what that is. And the only way you can figure that out and improve your relationship, your business, is to get the relationship, the love, the divine love inside yourself. Just find it. It's there.
That's awesome. Brad, thank you so much for joining me here on the show. What an impact. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Jay. That was awesome.
You betcha. There you have it. Another show. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority. And if you enjoyed, and I know you did, if you enjoyed this episode, please share, like, subscribe. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure and click that bell so you get notified of our future upcoming amazing episodes, just like we had today. And so you don't miss out on any. I really appreciate the ratings and the reviews, those 5-star ratings. Please do me a favor. And look, at least share this episode with someone you know in your life that it could make an impact on. I'm Jay Connor, looking forward to seeing you right here on the next show. Here's to taking your business. And from this episode, here's to taking your personal self to the next level, to where you'll find real happiness and freedom. We'll see you right here on the next show.